This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.
Hey, girl.
Party's right here for the first time in a long time.
Party's always right here.
Yeah.
You just have missed out on it.
That is true.
Yeah.
I have felt like I have been a guy who has had an invite to a party, or maybe I just had no invite, and I wasn't able to attend.
The invite was always there for you, as far as you know. But, yeah, and it's finally, it's reached you, and you have been able to answer yes to the RSVP. So we are more than happy to have you here in person.
Yeah, it is so good to be back.
Your hair looks so good.
Better, right?
Post-cancer? Hell yes.
Yeah, I think that COVID is to be thanked for that.
Look, I'm not one to judge anyone for their hair.
My wife gave me a fresh cut last night. I told Carmen, I will never pay for another haircut again.
You shouldn't. I mean, it used to look like, again, take it for what it's worth, because I've had hair problems my entire life. But you used to have like the Q-tip look, where it was the same length everywhere.
Yeah.
Now it's got flow. It's got character. Listen, Allie better keep her eye on you.
I was in the, for what?
I'm just saying, she better keep an eye on you.
It's amazing. Again, this is a big, big day, and I appreciate everyone allowing me to sort of indulge today. Because, look, if you to go through what any cancer patient has gone through, it's you have to celebrate the milestones. And maybe 2 years ago, I would have told everyone to go stick it and let me come back and just go to work. But after going through the last year, and I was telling Mike Thomas this, and he threw a little party and details on that in a moment, but like, everything right now is sort of a mirror for me from a year ago. I am coming back nearly at the same time of the year as I was going home a year ago. It's like bizarro world. It's like back to normal finally. Like just 370 days ago, just over a year, was the last time I did a video on State Street. And then the last time I was downtown was it will be a year and a week. And I went to go see Dr. Leo Gordon. He is the foremost specialist on lymphomas. And it was like this evil game show that I was going to be attending as a contestant. I was going to Dr. Gordon's office. I knew I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What I didn't know, and you find out when you're a patient, is there are many different subsets of lymphoma. Some very treatable, some more rare, and some not as treatable and tougher to sort of live through and deal with. And as far as I was concerned and told, it could be one of these rare ones, or this is what the blood test came back as. It could be one of these really rare ones, or it could be the most common one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what so I'm going down, and it's this game show, and this was 51 weeks ago. And that was the last time I was downtown, and I'm driving to Northwestern downtown. And he looked at me and he said, "We have good news. You know, you have diffuse large B cell lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma." And so as I turned 49 and we get older, Waddle, that there are too many days I've seen with friends. I just lost a friend a couple weeks ago, that we don't get to appreciate things that happen in the moment, and we're appreciating them after they're gone. And so like 2 years ago, maybe a year ago before all this happened, I would never have taken time to sort of indulge and to smell the roses and to sort of take it all in and to understand what it meant for me walking through the doors at 190 North State Street, something that I've been able to do for 21, 22 years. And then for a year, it was taken away from me. First, because I was diagnosed with cancer. Second, because it was the beginning of COVID and we didn't know what we were dealing with. And now I'm fully vaccinated. We feel better about the numbers. You just got fully vaccinated on Sunday?
Yesterday. Tommy Two Shots here to party.
Tommy Two Shots. I love it. And so, you know, I have not lived for a year. And I can't tell, like, as someone who talks, like, for a living and someone who tries to be as candid as possible about everything I go through, whether it's watching a Cubs game, whether it's going through cancer treatment, like, the last year has been really hard mentally. I don't get a chance to look Tom Waddle in the eye. I'm doing the show, and it's like this great gift to me that I'm able to go through treatment, but because I have a Comrex unit at home, I'm able to talk. I'm able to rant about Jim Boylan. I'm able to say what's going on with Theo. I'm able to say why the hell can't we get a quarterback and how therapeutic that is for me, even though people text me and tweet me and say, dude, you're never happy. You're never happy. Like, I can't tell you how happy that makes me to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things. But to not have human contact, to not know, hey, your white blood cell count is still low. You can't go back. You're not vaccinated. We can't afford to see what would happen if you were to get sick. So, like, I was hoping January 1st, and then January 1st became March 1st. And since we made it to March 1st, well, might as well be when you're fully vaccinated. And I've been dreaming of this day for the last year when, you know, I just wondered, and I sat with Allie, and I wondered, would I even be there for my kids? Would they even have a father to grow up with? And I didn't know that. And, you know, for those few days when you're in limbo and you never know and you only hear and you've only talked about cancer. So to be able to not only come back feeling strong, to be know that I am a survivor, this cancer survivor label, and for every person who has ever gone through the journey that I have gone through, or worse, and they have made it through the other side, and you can use that word, that term, and label yourself as a survivor, it is so powerful, and it is so big. And then now to sort of be able to do this all, just like a year later when you were running from COVID, to kind of run back into it, mm-hmm. and to say, I'm vaccinated, I'm in remission, and I got to look Tom Waddle in the eye.
Oh, there you go. That's the cherry on top of the sundae.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, we are beyond thrilled to have you here in person. The one thing that I think has been most impressive about your journey is that, like, when you say you're back, you never left. Like, you never left. You may have missed a few days, a Friday here, a Friday there, but you showed up and worked every single day, albeit from home. But, like, I think over the course of the time, you know, with Chris and Adam and everyone's help, I mean, I don't think the show suffered really at all.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, you being on remote, me being here, at times me being at my house. So, like, I mean, we are beyond thrilled to have you here in person. But, like, to me, as I said, the most impressive thing about your journey was that you showed up and worked every day throughout the course of all of this,
right,
which was incredibly, you know, inspiring.
And it's easier to do when you have teammates like this, when you have lifelong friends like this. Like, you're my brother. Like, Abdallah's been with us for, you know, going on a decade, maybe under that, but, you know, forever. Bleck's been new to the party. Meller for all the years. You know, Carmen, one of my better friends. Danny, one of my better friends. You know, I always...
Cap, your adversary.
Yeah, look, we're my friend.
Your older brother.
Yeah, look, Cap has meant a lot to me in my life. Cap would pick me up in Skokie when I was an intern down the dial, and he just had gotten hired full-time. I love to spar with him because we don't see sports through the same lens, but I think that's okay. And it's good old-fashioned chop-busting.
Of course.
You know, everyone on Twitch, I don't know. Like, there are a lot of things. Bleck had to go through the tutorial. Here's your microphone. Here's your microphone on button. Here's your dump button in case Waddle says something stupid.
And that is going to happen.
Here's how you put callers on the air, you know. And like, I don't know how to sign on to Twitch yet, so I am watching it. It's weird because I'm seeing myself in all these months. It's been my way to keep in touch with you.
Do you feel the same way about your hair as we do?
I do.
When you look at yourself?
I feel for the first time in my life I have decent hair.
You got good hair.
Like,
the flow is right.
I have decent hair.
Flow is right. I think, actually, Black feels a little intimidated right now. I think he does. I think
no,
he looks at your hair.
I support it. It looks
good.
It's a do-off.
Yeah,
it's a do-off.
There's not a do-off.
Do-off.
No, do's support other do's, man.
Or is it a do-on?
Do-on.
It's on.
Do it up.
Let's go.
And, Sylvie, you only needed the tutorial because we used to be on the street level. So you're right. comfortable with the studios down there.
Are
and
you kidding
things...
me? They didn't give me control of Jack Diddley Poop.
Yeah, we just threw Waddle
they just told
there.
Me, like,
Waddle,
there's only
there.
One button you're allowed to hit. It's the one that turns blue when you hit it. Like, there was no tutorial. It's like you touch the other button and we're going to come in here and we're going to punch you.
Do you know how many times, like, I would say to Bleck during a break something really smart and something really
Zero
interesting?
Times?
Yeah, probably. But Agreed. Halfway smart, or to Abdallah, hey, you know what? We should do this, this, and this. And then I get no response down the line. And I'm like, what's going on? I go, Abdallah, Bleck. And then they're like, sorry, we couldn't hear you. Waddle was talking. And I will not miss that. I can't tell you. Like, all the great things I said down the line, and Bleck would only say, and maybe he was just playing me, where they would all ignoring me. I finally said to Bleck on Friday, I said, boy, Waddle's really chatty during breaks, huh?
Well, listen, what we're trying to do is set up the next segment. That's what we do on this show. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're
doing
here.
You may just fly by the seat of your pants, but not me. I want to know what we're going to do for the next 12 minutes when we come back.
Believe me, Sylvie's heard the disgust in our voice, and we're like, ah. Waddle's talking about, he's trying to cool off beers in the fridge, and he wants a drink, and like...
Hey, you guys want to get a beer afterwards?
He's trying to plan out the show.
Yeah.
Sitting in the same room with people you like and people you do a show with, where it's not some stupid conference call.
Instead
of
your family?
And you don't know... Right, well, you know how I woke up today? So I woke
get
up...
Get out!
I woke up this morning with, of course, Braxy waking up at the crack of dawn. 5:45 or whatever it is. You hear those footsteps going down the stairs. Then you find out, after you tell him to go back to bed, that he took out some Culver's ice cream.
Of course.
And he brought the Culver's to his bedroom and to his bed. And he got ice cream all over. And then a half hour later, he made it to Mason's room. And then he took out the toothpaste. And he put the toothpaste all over the carpeting. And I said, I need to get the F out of here.
Yeah.
And I need to get out of here now. And then so I got down to work earlier than I anticipated. You never know about traffic. I got the GPS. You still never know. I got down here early. And then Mike Thomas was busy setting something up, this like meet and greet with a red carpet and balloons. I mean, tomorrow everyone goes back to hating me again, which is fantastic. But like there's this like.
Well, we have 2:45 on the clock for
right,
that today.
Good.
Back to
it
2.
Will feel
it gets
more
back
normal.
To normal at 2:45.
Yeah, it will feel more normal.
By the way, I took that red carpet and put it right to Mike's office just in case. So just in case you forgot how to get in there.
I love it. I love the jokes. I love the chop busting.
It's the Sylvie Calf carpet.
So, but I get here. So I told Mike, I thought I told Mike between noon and 12:30. And when I get downtown, I'm usually a little early, but I was chomping at the bit today. So I got here a little before noon. He's like, give us a 10-minute warning. Promotions wants to film you on IGTV. So I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. I'm going to film something outside the First Midwest Bank studio. He's like, no, you can't come up yet. And he's like, Carl, and then he texts me, Carl will be down for a little while to stall you.
Carl, the infamous Carl.
And I look at the text and I'm like, a lot has changed in the last year. Who is Carl? Why is he coming down to stall me? Is he like some new security guard? Do you check into the building differently? And it's Carm. Then on next thing you know, Carmen's coming down.
Yeah.
And instead of Carm, he wrote Carl. So
nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
My wife coordinated Peace Pizza for the pre-show meeting. So thank you to Allie.
Yes, it's delicious.
I love that I'm not in the house right now, Allie. I'm not in the basement.
And they feel the same way.
I know.
Who's happier today, you or them?
Them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the first part of Home Alone where he realizes his parents are gone.
Right.
They're jumping on beds. They're running around the house yelling and everything. And then it'll hit them.
You think that Braxton didn't have this planned out, the ice cream and the toothpaste?
This
was to get your ass out of the house sooner rather than later.
It was a fond farewell, sucker. 332-3776. So we obviously have a full show. I cannot tell you guys, the fans, how important it's meant to me in the last year that you stuck with us, that even though we weren't together, that you made this a destination, that you signed in on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, to watch us. Now you get to see two dopes in the studio instead of just one dope. So we're both in the First Midwest Bank studio. Tell your smart speaker at home, if you're still working for home or wherever you are, if you got Alexa or Google Play, to play ESPN 1000. Download that ESPN Chicago app if you love to listen to us on the good old-fashioned radio and you're in traffic like I was today and it felt so good. We're on ESPN 1000 every day, 2 to 6.
It's a lot better than the 10 Zoom meetings you've been on today.
This may take a couple of days, maybe more.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000 and listen to Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
As Waddle said to me as we turned off the microphones, now we can get back to ripping the Cubs. Enough about me. Now we can get back to ripping the Cubs.
No, we can keep talking about you. I just thought this is what you would want to do. Now you can get back to yelling at your favorite baseball team.
Yeah, yeah. If we have plenty of time for that. 312-332-3776, as always, for you to join the conversation. Let's go to the phones right away. We have callers, Tim and Crystal Lake. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, guys. Waddle, Sylvie, first-time caller here. Sylvie, welcome back, man. I couldn't help but make this call because when you related your story about cancer and coming back to work, you know, I went through a very similar situation a little over a year ago. My wife left a few weeks before, and I went in for a routine physical. Blood work was a little off, stage 3 kidney cancer, softball-sized kidney tumor. So that was a week before Christmas, and you know what it does to your world and where you go from there. But COVID then hit. I was just getting back to work part-time. You know, company I worked for went under. This sounds like a country song, but it's not. My point in all this is, you know, it's everything is the same. It's just I never saw it before. I never really appreciated things for what they were. I see them differently. Is that your experience, or how do you feel?
And first of all, how are you doing? How are you doing now?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm healthy. I got a new job. Everything is good, man. Thank you.
See, and you know that feeling coming out the other side. Tim, thanks. I mean, yeah, I think, and Waddle will tell you this, that, you know, when he knew me at 34, 35, 35 when we started the show, we just celebrated.
Jackass.
We just celebrated the 14-year anniversary of the show,
I know.
It was just like a week or two ago, I think.
Yeah, we all went to Mexico. You were.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know?
You didn't know?
We tried to keep it front.
We just left Waddle on a loop on the Twitch, and we were all in Mexico. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Those are canned shows.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the line of the day right there. That's good stuff. But yeah, you know, I think I've gained perspective throughout the 14 years as every year has gone by. Getting married helps you gain perspective. Mm-hmm. I think having kids definitely, like, vaults your perspective level. So I feel like I had perspective, but I mean, when you go
your
through,
life changes when you're no longer only responsible for yourself.
Right. But when you can't go out to dinner for a year, or you're worried about it. And again, I'm not looking to make this COVID political, like, well, you could have gone out or blah, blah. Look, I didn't for a year. I felt anxious.
You had extenuating circumstances as well.
Right. So, and you know how I feel about dinner. Going out to dinner, I could eat. Going out to dinner is entertainment for me. That's my theater. I don't go to movies. I don't go to the theater. Maybe I should. I watch sports and I go out to dinner. That's what I do. And
you're a really complicated guy. I don't know if I've ever told you that. Talk about sports and go out to dinner.
But anybody, like, the one message that people reach out to me, and I love that they do, and I encourage you to continue to reach out to me if you ever have a question about anything. I will not be able to give you any answer physically. It will not. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a know-it-all. I have one case, one year of my life I could give you. But the one thing that I always say is the mental health part of it. The mental health part of it, if you handle that, your body physically can do a lot more if you get the upstairs correct.
And I think the fact that you were able to work pretty much every day from home helped you with a lot of that.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And you have the good support staff. You have able to work in a fun job. And then, like, I reached out to Immerman Angels. I got paired with a mentor. I texted and called with a guy who had the same type of cancer as I did. I signed up for the Cancer Wellness Center. These are all things that if you know someone, it's free. They gave me free 8 free mental therapy sessions. And like, I liked my therapist so well that I'm still talking to her regularly, you know, to just deal with stuff that's on my plate. But if you could take care of this, like, that's real. It's real, the things your brain can do.
No doubt.
Dre in Denver, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dre?
Hey, you know, when it all started, Sylvie Strong, and then you hear all the callers, and then all the so-called, you know, celebrities, you know, it was very touching. And I don't think you and Waddle, you guys in the show, Chris and Adam, y'all don't know how much you affect your listeners' lives. This past year was kind of brutal. And to be able to call and talk about 50 Shades of Grey and a Chicago Bears.
Great analogy, situation. Dre.
And be absolutely silly. And you know what? Now it's going to another level. This damn podcast thing. I mean, I do have a life, and sometimes I miss the show. But now I'm like, okay, I can guess the podcast now. And then it got sicker when these two guys from Libertyville started the show last year, and now it's turned into this big cult thing. So you guys don't know how much you mean to your college. I'm gonna let you know how much you mean to me, and I'm really glad. And it's Sylvie, what is showing in your voice is gratitude. And when you see people get gratitude in their life, their tone, their whole demeanor becomes different. And that's what I, you know, that's what I'm feeling from you today and what you've been through. And I'm glad I was with you on that journey. I'm glad you're back. And glad, you know, I've been with you guys through 4 or 5 cities now, and I'm going to keep going, you know. And what I want to get to also is the White Sox. I think people should be patient. And I'm glad you're sticking up for Nikki Two Strikes. You know, yeah, just give these people time.
Unite.
Give these people time. The blow, I think, the blow to Eloy was a big blow, and I think they got to recover from that.
Dre,
real
the
quick,
velo on that ground out to end the game yesterday had to be like
a velo. I hate it.
It was pushing the high 70s. You know,
I'm taking up his cause. I got guys who can't even hit the ball on my team.
Well, that's true.
You know, and I got all these guys after 40 games all over Nick Madrigal. It's all his fault, this slow start.
Well, you know, thank you guys so much, man. And Sylvie, I'm glad you're back to your natural habitat. And yes. You guys, great show. Great. I mean, you really carried a lot of us through this year, man. I know from, you know, here in Denver, it's 1 o'clock to 5. But, you know, I know that, you know, I can get distracted. And you guys are a big distraction some days. Yeah. And some days you have me cracking up. It's just, you know, it's just good to, you know, you got through this and keep going. And,
well, Dre,
you know, gratitude.
We always appreciated your support as well. So,
yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And we love your calls. Thanks, Dre.
Thanks, Dre.
Take care, guys.
Dre is always a good caller. And my favorite Dre moment, though, is when he fell asleep on the air.
Yes.
And we kept checking back in with him. And he was snoring.
He was. And I was just hoping he wasn't, like, driving. I don't know where he was. I don't know if we ever figured out where he was.
Yeah, I don't. I think he pulled the car over to me and say, yeah, I hope that's the case. Obviously, it all turned out okay.
Yes.
Let's go to Will in Tinley. Hey, Will, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Sylvie. First of all, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
I mean, I've been listening to you for a while, and, you know, knowing that you're doing this out of the studio again is just awesome. I just want to give you a call. I actually, you know, I think I've reached out to you on social media a few times, but, you know, about a month and a half after you broke the news about your diagnosis, I was actually diagnosed with the same type of cancer. So, you know, I'm good now. I'm healthy. I'm in complete remission. But, you know, watching you go through it and kind of being like, you know, my little guide is what I can expect, and seeing the attitude you had through it all really, really helped me get through a lot. And, you know, just want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing well.
Well, and it's great to hear from you, Will, and it's great to hear how well you're doing. That means a lot to me, more than you know. And just stay with us, because we both have this, all right?
Definitely.
And that's the biggest thing. Look, I mean, it's not like I'm tough or anything like that. I had this, the V Foundation, for years, making it better for people like me. You know, it's 75% cure rate of what I had. That I liked those odds.
Yeah, they're making progress every day.
You know, and it's easier to act tough or to at least, like, stand up straight and let's go when you know you have great people behind you. So, 312-332-3776. Love the calls. want to get back to some sports, too. It's always open. Whatever you want to say, you can always call the show. We'll take all your calls. And we got to get into this. We were talking about it on Friday. I just don't understand. The math doesn't add up for the Cubs. It doesn't add up. No one can give me the correct answer. I think it's a riddle without an answer. And we'll try to solve it coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
I love you, Daddy. You're the strongest person I know.
I love you, Daddy. Sylvie strong.
Sylvie strong, baby.
Sounded like wrestlers.
You're lucky that I wanted to get out of the damn house so much because that probably would have gotten me. That would have gotten me 6 months ago.
Now get out, Dad.
They actually got along. I can't imagine they did that together. That my wife had to record them separately in separate rooms because they would have poked each other's eyes out.
Like that's what boys do.
They're in the stage where they just fight. Yes.
Oh, that stage doesn't go away.
Yeah, yeah. I just checked in on Twitch. I figured out my screen name.
What is it?
It's Mark Silverman. I was like, I was entering.
Who would
have
known?
I was entering all the Sylvie stuff. You know, like Sylvie this and Sylvie that. And,
I'm sure. I don't know why it's not MJ.
I know. I deserve that.
You deserve what?
Explain the story.
All I don't know. I just was checking Twitter today, and all of a sudden, I saw a text from the Falk, sports management group. It had your name and said, "I'm back." And I said to you, "If you could hit a curveball, you'd never come back."
I was the guy on Friday who brought up that I got very petty about LeBron because LeBron couldn't do his own thing with Space Jam and then with House Party and everything like that.
Could have
and
been
here
one
I
of the...
am, like, completely ripping off the I'm Back, yeah. Which the anniversary is coming up.
That was one of the more childish takes I think I've heard in the calendar year so far. That, like, you're
well,
mad
I
at LeBron.
Well, I admitted that. It was admitted, yeah.
Yeah, it was an admitted childish take.
It was admitted.
Which is, I don't know if that makes it any better than an unadmitted childish take, but it was a childish take all...
Are you not going to let your kids watch it?
Space Jam?
Yeah.
No, if I could get 2 hours of freedom, I'll let them watch anything, dude.
Well, wait a second. Not anything. Come on.
We're getting close.
Well,
we're getting close.
Just hit them with some Benadryl or something before you expose them to that.
You talk about there's some stupid stuff on YouTube these days. Like, Black was blown away about why they don't watch this show or why they don't watch that show. It's because every kid, just like YouTube adults, has their own show. And then the kids tune into these YouTube shows, and then they start acting like the kids on their own show.
I'm glad my kids are not kids, they're adults.
They imitate it. It's lunacy. Like, they're not even watching
What's
real
wrong with
shows
SpongeBob?
Anymore.
Can't the kids watch SpongeBob and
no,
enjoy
they're
it?
Watching other kids play with toys,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes.
Opening toys.
Yeah. That's odd. Yeah. What
Make
do you
Jell-O
mean?
Yelling yeah. at their parents.
Because these kids have these toys. Why don't I get those toys? That's yeah. what they're doing. Yeah.
Have your kids done the cheese thing yet?
I'm sure.
Where you throw the American cheese on someone when they're not paying attention?
And it flops on their face?
I've seen that before, but no, they have not done that
yet. How do you guys know about this?
Because it's an internet thing.
Yeah.
I know, but you said it's for his kids.
Well, I don't know what they're watching.
Kids do little pranks.
We've had to block some stuff from these obnoxious kids who have their own channels. And the way they treat their parents. And then our kids start treating us worse.
You have Xfinity, right? You have Comcast cable. There's 900 channels.
I understand.
And your kids can't find something
That's not
on
what
there?
The other kids watch. You watch what all the other kids watch. The other kids, you got to be cool.
No, the Silverman boys will be pioneers. They'll do it their way, not somebody else's way.
No, you don't want them to be nerds. Pioneers are nerds.
Nerds.
Pioneers are nerds.
Time out. You're asking them to watch videos where someone is throwing cheese that sticks on somebody else's face, and you're telling
clean,
me...
That's good, clean fun. You get a piece of cheese
That's being a nerd.
That's nerd.
Watch a baseball tutorial. Get the kids to Fred McGriff, the Tom Emanski. Yes.
Yeah, the baseball
Get him out
bunch.
There hitting a baseball instead of throwing a slice of cheese at one of your classmates in the face. What does the teacher say? What the... I saw it on YouTube.
Really?
Yep. Well, because the phone and the iPad is now their remote control. So that's why they don't even watch TV. They'd rather have their screens right in front of
Give
them.
Give those kids a baseball mitt. Take those phones away.
I wish.
Give him a bat. Give Braxton a bat.
No, he'd hit Mason. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We'll get to the Cubs and the White Sox and a lot of busy weekend of sports. My buddy Chase on the South Side. Chase, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's up, Sylvie? How you doing, man? Good seeing you back in the studio.
Thank you. Are you watching on Twitch right now?
Yeah, I'm watching you guys. Waddle, what's up, man?
How you doing, Chase?
What's good with it? I was just thinking, I was listening to your story, and I was just really impressed and touched about everything you're saying, because years ago, I had lost both of my parents, through illness. So anytime I hear someone survive these things, it always, touches me. And you remember, I don't know if you see my on Facebook, I messaged you and I told you how I'm interested in getting into, working, doing the same thing that you're doing. Because I really, I see how you guys have fun with each other and how you guys really, enjoy what you do. And it motivates me to want to get involved in things like that. Radio and sports broadcasting, because I really love sports and I see how you guys enjoy each other. Y'all have fun with each other. And, it motivates me to get into these type of things. So I really enjoy y'all shows. I listen to y'all show every day. I listen to y'all. Y'all do a great job. And really enjoy listening to y'all. I like y'all. I like y'all energy. I like y'all fun. Y'all funny. I mean, y'all, the whole station, everybody, y'all all do a great job. And I'm addicted to y'all show. I can't go one day without listening to y'all. I can listen to y'all on the weekends, when I'm doing running errands. I just can't, I listen to y'all all the time, headphones. I hope our boss is listening.
Yeah, right. Mike Thomas is listening to Chase say nice things about
us. I think he's looking for
mail,
Chase.
Yeah.
He's looking for Carl somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Chase, thank you.
Very nice of you to say, Chase.
What did I tell you about Chase when I saw Chase was on hold?
He's a big fan and he wants to get in the business.
Yes. Chase, I know every message you've sent to me. And we have communicated through Facebook Messenger, believe it or not, is still a thing.
That's still around?
That's still
and
a thing.
And you bust my balls about AOL.
Well,
using Facebook Messenger?
Well, I mean, if someone reaches out that way, I'm fine with it.
I'm just saying. I'm fine with it, but I just seems a little bit hypocritical.
I am finally signing out of AOL for good, by the way.
Are you? Congrats.
I've missed several emails, supposedly.
Get out. We don't need you.
And they're not even in the spam. In the junk.
The AOL team doesn't need you.
There's
a door.
I've taken a few Gmail addresses out. It's slim pickings.
A few.
I got to say, they're slim pickings, Black. It's not like the old days where I got the email I wanted on AOL because I was one of the initial guys.
It's BigShooter3 at AOL.com.
Are we talking Gmail?
Yes. Yeah. And the easy Sylvie and a number is now available.
Can I pull the curtain back?
Sure. Well, okay. But don't.
I'm not going to say them.
Sylvie69 was taken.
But Sylvie.
Nice.
Yes. Sylvie69, yeah. Sylvie69420.
Yes.
Sylvie68. Oh, nope. Basically, Sylvie was running email addresses by me which one
was the coolest.
Not the coolest, but the one that would be the most
easy efficient. To remember.
The most efficient.
Where no one would ignore it. Well, you know what I mean?
Easy for you to remember or other people to remember?
Well, when someone says to you, hey, Waddle, what's your email address? I got something I got to send to you. It's got to be something easy.
It's the only email address I've ever had in my entire life, which is the reason why I don't care that I pay $10 a month for it.
It's easy for you to remember. Yes. It's easy for them to remember.
Of course.
But if I'm saying that I'm Mark Silverman 128756.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to remember that.
One of them was Skokie Swifty.
Yep.
Really?
Skokie Swifty.
Hit me up. I get off work at 6.
Yeah.
Skokie Swifty.
Listen, Cubs can hit.
Yeah.
That was last year. This is Cubs can hit 3.
Just know this. When you step outside of the circle, the AOL circle, you're not allowed back in. You're not allowed back in. So,
is that what it is?
Yes.
This is like a.
Yeah.
Is that what they said in the last Blockbuster too?
We're a tight-knit group. Okay, there's not many left of us.
Who else is in the we?
Don't know. There are a bunch of old people.
I was the only one with you.
Well, I think that there are some other old people that are out of touch that are still in it with me. So if you want to leave...
My mom's on AOL.
See?
Yeah.
It's you, your mom.
I've always told you, Barb's my favorite Silverman.
Bill Simmons. And that's it.
Okay.
Bill Simmons is on AOL.
Yeah.
I believe Levitard has an AOL account, too, unless he's changed it recently.
So there's the door, bro. Go out, see if everybody can remember Sylvie's whatever.
He's going to upgrade 2544. The Hotmail.
Nobody's going to know who the hell you are.
Weekend takeaways, 332-3776. Are you past the point of being pissed off at the Cubs? If you're a Cubs fan. And Sox fans, I've got something that will ease your mind. It's next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
All right, simple question. Why can't the Cubs hit?
They're not very good.
But are they not very good?
History told us that they were very good. This is not a new phenomenon. Like, I still trust there's talent there, but is Javi the same guy today as he was the last 2.5, 3 years?
No. Not in the last year.
Oh, how
plus.
About the last year and a half?
No. Like, 19,
my point is he
18.
Is this, he's been this guy now for a while.
We're like 75, if you count 60 last year, first 10 this year, 70 games.
But even
plus
going
playoffs.
Back to 19, he was still a guy that lacked discipline at the plate. And look, we're so early in the season, he's going to catch fire. There's going to be a stretch of time when everyone oohs and ahs at what Javi does. I mean, that's just the way he has been. I'm just saying to you that the same traits exist now that existed then. Undisciplined at times. I mean, we talked about it last week. He reached low and hit a ball out of the park that was like not many guys can do it. Like he hit a ball that almost, he hit the ball before it hit the ground and he took it out of the park. But 9 times out of 10, he's going to swing at that ball and miss it.
Right. Or that high fastball yesterday that got him later in the game. You know, and I know that. Was it yesterday's game where he homered early? They had a couple of early leads or something. And then, like, he had a couple of times where it was, like, first and third, nobody out. Another rally killed. Mm-hmm. To me, that's just been the confusing thing. And we brought this up Friday. Is the best way to sum it up is I still don't think Javi's a bad baseball player. I still think Javi's a good baseball player. And at times, if he works his way out of it, can be great. I think Rizzo can be a very good to great baseball player. I think Chris Bryant can be a great baseball player. Can he be a superstar? Different story. But just together, those guys in a row, I don't know what it is. And like I got Jesse, and Jesse's joining us today at 5. Can we get off of this, please? Can we get off of that, look at what Bodie and what's-his-face are hitting at second base? If only
Sogard,
yeah. If only Nico was up, where Nico can't make
right.
This team ain't a Nico Horner away from beating the Pirates in 3 games.
What is Nico gonna do? Like, he's not gonna provide any power. He may develop into a nice player, but all of a sudden, Nico Horner joins you and you're fixed.
They actually do want to develop him the right way instead of flashing early, letting the league catch up, and then all of a sudden becoming just one of these guys who you say, why aren't they better? Maybe that's the plan. They all had to come up quickly. Every one of them came up quickly. Bryant came up quickly. Contreras came up quickly. Schwarber came up quickly. Russell came up quickly. And then their best moments were early. And then the league adjusted. And then they haven't adjusted back. I don't even know what the right answer is.
Remember when I heard Carm say this. Do you remember when people would say, you can't trade Javi for DeGrom?
This was like a year and a half ago, the summer of 19. Right. We were taking those phone calls.
Yeah. And listen, there's a place for Javi.
DeGrom would get the same run support that he gets in New York here.
That's true.
That's actually true. A smart baseball joke. That's good.
That is a very good joke. But you'd rather have DeGrom than you would Javi at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, there's a place for Javi. Javi's, you know, go back to 2019. He hit 29 bombs. I mean, he's still on base less than 32% of the time. I mean, he's going to strike out 150-plus times. I mean, like, that's just who he is, and he'll get hot. I mean, he'll get hot this year.
Like, I was thinking about this. You may have two choices. You may have a choice between selling them low at the trade deadline, unless any of these guys get hot, or you can buy them low. Maybe you'll be able to get Javi and Rizzo and Bryant for cheaper. And then I started smacking myself figuratively, saying, why would I want them all back on the same team just to rinse and repeat again? Like, this isn't a measured stat, but when is it just time that you need to say, we're done with them? You guys should be done with us. You're better if you're over there. We're better if we're over here. We don't vibe together anymore. And we need to build it a different way. And whether we replace Javi with Trevor Story or another one of these shortstops, or you just buy some free agents. But when do you just say, we've seen too many innings where it's first and third and nobody out and nobody scores? We've seen too many games. Like, the Cubs were outscored by the Pirates, by the freaking Pirates, 15-3 this weekend. I tuned in fairly early to the game on Saturday, and it was already like 7-1.
Well, the Cubs scored what, 4 in the win, and then scored 3 in the remaining two games?
Right.
So they scored 7 runs total against a minor league team.
Right, but Saturday and Sunday, right. My weekend of watching Cubs baseball, Saturday and Sunday, consisted of getting beaten 15-3 by maybe the worst team in baseball. And that's another message for all of you who say, oh boy, well, you shouldn't be celebrating those wins. Those came against the Pirates, or you shouldn't be celebrating that win because that came against the Timberwolves. I think this weekend was a good example of why you should never take beating bad teams for granted, because you could get the opposite. You could get outscored 15-3 by the Pirates. You could lose to a 13-win Timberwolves team like the Bulls did last night. That's why I will never rip a team for beating a bad team.
That's where it starts. That's where a good season starts, with you beating the teams you're supposed to beat. That's how a championship season begins. Like, you can't get to the top of the mountain if you can't take care of the little teams along the way. So you've got to beat up on the Pirates. Like, this is Javi's stat line through 9 games. He's got 3 home runs. He's driven in 6. He's got 1 walk and 15 strikeouts. Like, he's going to hit a bunch of home runs. He's on base percentage currently, and again, it's only a 9-game sample size, is 286. So you can expect that to get up to what, 300, maybe 310? That's who he is. What's it worth to you? That's what you've got to decide. Like, a guy that can only get on base 31% of the time, you can't give him $200 million.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6. How do you answer that riddle? Like, there are a lot of good players who don't put up good numbers when they're all in the same lineup anymore. Is it just best to just part ways with everyone? 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. I've got a trivia question for you about a stat you just gave us. Javi Baez walked for the first time the other day. For the first time in how many plate appearances? I'll give you that answer in 2 short minutes.